Morning, you're on KELA. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, hi, John. On the IRS, how many of the Tea Party places were denied their tax-free status? None. And one on the progressive side was denied, and only one-third of the
Hold on a second. You know, how many were denied tax-free status? Well, they never got around to them. They just delayed them and delayed them until it was past the 2012 election. Don't you see that strategy?
This all came out after Citizens United, when a bunch of clamored on there, and the staffing at IRS has been understaffed. So you have to have trigger words. Remember the FISA?
I understand how that works. I wouldn't say the IRS is understaffed, but nonetheless, they didn't approve them. So your initial statement was misleading. Why do you continue to mislead us, to give us only a little bit of the picture, the wrong impression? If you give us the whole picture, we could talk about it. But every time you call, and I mean every time you call, you slant your statements so much that only if somebody knows the rest of the information do they get the truth. Otherwise, they believe a lie. Why do you do that to us?
Only one-third of the investigations were done against conservative Tea Party-type groups, and that's the buzzword. Two-thirds means that they were not.
How many were delayed beyond 5 months, conservative versus liberal? Look for that information.
There was no delay there. No.
Okay. Well, that's not the fact. Go look at it. See how long they delayed them. The whole point was delay them beyond the 2012 election, which they did. Deny them their tax-free status so they couldn't get organized, which they did, and it affected the outcome of the election.
Why did IRS investigate the NAACP when they said Bush was the only one that didn't speak to their group, and they got audited?
Actually, I didn't hear your question. Make your last statement. Let's go.
The IRS investigated the NAACP. They audited them after they pointed out that Bush was the first president not to endorse the NAACP convention.
Do I think there have been IRS violations throughout the ages? Probably so. Clear back to J. Edgar Hoover, I think that there were things going on. The point is, what do you do to put a stop to it?
Well, the point is it only Obama? You try to think of Obama didn't even win the election.
Yeah, on this massive scale, yes, it is Obama. Nobody's ever done it like this before, and you can ignore it and deny it, but there it is. And what will happen to it? Call me in about a year, and we'll talk about that part. Let's get back to local things here. Local